Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Let's go to Australia for our Australian correspondent, Brad Foster. Hey there, Brad.
Hey, Jesse. How are you going?
Good, thanks. Well, we're bracing for some heavy rain on the west coast of the South Island, and you've had some over the weekend in Sydney.
Yeah, I heard that you've got a bit of rain on the way. Hopefully it won't be what we had on the weekend. A huge downpour stretching from Taree to the north and south of in the south to Wollongong, with more than a month's worth of rain falling in a short period of time, some areas seeing greater than 150 millimetres, which caused plenty of local flooding damage. Train services south of Wollongong only came back online today, and the Hawkesbury region northwest of Sydney, with towns including Windsor and Richmond, I think I've spoken about them a little bit in the past when we've had flooding, they were also badly impacted. As of this morning, the North Richmond Bridge reopened as excess water continues to spill from Warragamba Dam. Now, there are a number of areas in the Blue Mountains where residents remain cut off due to road damage caused by the deluge, and we're told to expect more rain from today, but it certainly won't be anything like we experienced over the weekend, Jesse.
Well, thanks, Brad. And moving to international events, the Aussie Prime Minister has renewed calls for a ceasefire in Gaza, and this is after pretty nasty incident involving an Australian aid worker. People may have come across this, the World Central Kitchen deaths, and there was an Australian among them.
Yeah, that's right. This happened last week, and the Australian Prime Minister, he's already been pushing, of course, for a ceasefire in Gaza, but he changed his tone last week to one of anger when it was revealed that this Australian aid worker, Zomi Frankham, she's from Melbourne originally, she was one of seven aid workers killed by Israeli forces, and as you mentioned, she was working for an organisation called the World Central Kitchen. They're a not-for-profit, non-governmental organisation that provides food relief in response to humanitarian, climate and community crises. Now, it was reported that an Israeli drone fired a missile at three World Central Kitchen vehicles because the Israelis believed a Hamas member was travelling with them, which has since been proven to be not true. And these vehicles were apparently clearly marked as being aid worker ones. Ms. Frankham's family in Melbourne said she was doing what she loved, and they condemned the Israeli attack and are backing a war crime investigation. Now, the Prime Minister did speak to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu last week, and he said basically that innocent people get killed in war, and that's the way that it is. It's a product of war, and the Prime Minister said at a press conference, and I quote, "We need to have accountability for how it has occurred, and what is not good enough is the statements that have been made, including that this is just a product of war." Now, I've got no news, Jesse, on when Ms. Frankham's funeral may be, but what I do know is that many Australian people are now asking the Prime Minister to get tougher with Israel, Jesse, after this incident.
Thanks, Brad. We have a slightly brighter spot.
Yes.
About a rescued magpie on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, I don't know whether you're aware of this story, but I'll give you a little bit of background. It's about an English Staffy, Peggy, and a magpie called Molly. Back in 2020, Juliet Wells and her partner Reese were walking their pet English Staffy, Peggy, when they found an injured magpie, which they took home and cared for it and brought it back to health. Peggy the dog was apparently a bit unsure about Molly at first, but they soon became best friends and the couple started documenting their friendship on social media. And I think you may have a picture of the pair on your website today. And now the issue arose, I guess, as publicity grew, that somebody wasn't happy that this couple were keeping or apparently keeping a native bird at home in their house.
Oh, come on. It's just a magpie.
Yes, that's right. That's what I thought, Jesse, and that's what a lot of people think. They argued that Molly could come and go as she wished, and she would often fly away for the day and then return, but apparently that wasn't good enough. They didn't have the correct paperwork required where people are allowed to care for a wild bird long term. But now it may be changing thanks to an online campaign. The Queensland Premier, Stephen Mild, has stepped in. Somebody will hopefully be giving the bird back. The poor puppy dog, Peggy, won't be running outside to every time it hears a bird call to hope that its mate Molly has returned. I was hoping to have some good news today, Jesse, but I think we might have to wait another week. You know that the wheels of government move fairly slowly, but hopefully this will be resolved.
I guess everyone else knew that the magpie was an Australian native. I didn't. Native to Australia and southern New Guinea and introduced to New Zealand. So I guess it's understandable that it might have protected status over there, but, I mean, is there any shortage of them, Brad?
Well, not that, well, there's quite a few around my way, and I guess if it's not caged and they leave the doors open, and as I mentioned, it goes away, flies away, does whatever magpies do for a little while and then come back. But apparently because they don't have the correct paperwork, some people thought that that wasn't allowed. But just see the photos of them, it's so cute. I'm not a big social media follower, but you see them wrestling with each other and sleeping with each other and... it's just, it'd be nice if they got back together.
Facebook.com/Peggy and Molly. What else is happening in your part of the world?
The foal of championship racehorse Winx sold yesterday at auction for $10 million, the largest sale ever for a racehorse in Australia, although, of course, a foal isn't quite a racehorse, but the new owner certainly hopes that it will be. Now, the US Masters starts in Georgia on Friday. There are six Aussies vying for the coveted green jacket, and I believe Kiwi Ryan Fox will be there representing New Zealand as
Fantastic.
Well.
Fantastic, yeah, he's our great hope.
I wish him the best of luck. And the 2024 National Swimming Championships are currently underway on the Gold Coast, which is where selections will be confirmed for who will represent Australia in the pool at this year's Olympic Games.
We're already scared. Your swimming team is always so incredible at the Olympics.
They always do pretty well, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. Brad Foster, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jesse.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.